DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-2 to Rob, the pitch is drilled high and deep and to left field. Goodbye! A mammoth home run. 3-run shot. Sox are all over Springs in the Athletics. Early throws and a swing and a miss. He got him. 95 miles an hour, 11 strikeouts. Mom is high-fiving everybody in the crowd. Dad sort of looks stoic, and they're two down in the fifth.
This is absurd.
The pitch. Swinging a chopper on the right side. Murphy off the mound, gloves. He flips to first. In time. Ball game over. It's a shutout for the Red Sox. Connelly, early in his major league debut, gets the win with 11 strikeouts. The Red Sox have won this series in Sacramento. And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
I gotta tell you, Will's gotta be careful with these moms.
The moms!
It is the mom talk in these games, my goodness. 11 strikeouts, like Will.
I'll tell you what, though.
A little less focus on the moms.
Not to make it about us, yeah. But now that we're in our 40s, kind of is about the moms.
Oh yeah.
There was a time where we were sort of peers with a lot of the players, and it would be more like, all right, what's the WAG situation? What's the sister situation?
You still seem to keep quite close tabs.
I'm aware of who they are, but I'm not a pervert. I'm not a Bill Belichick. I'm not like, hey, look at this 20-year-old. Like, I'm a grown
difference.
Man.
Yeah.
I have kids, Jones. So now it is more about the moms. I noticed that on the last few years watching like the NBA and like NFL draft. Because normally when you were like in your 20s, you're like looking at, you're like a side eye on the girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Now it's like, look at the mom over there. Mom's doing pretty good.
That's you and Will.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I agree with Will. Yeah. Me and Will, Spider-Man meme. Hey, looking at the mom.
He did bring up the dad in there too. So he's now observing the whole family.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
I'm into that.
Connelly early, though.
This guy's a stud.
And I'll be honest, I didn't make it super far into this start. Red Sox scored a bunch of runs. I watched his first inning. I pretty much tapped out after that.
Yeah.
So I was surprised to see 11 Ks. Struck out the side twice in the game last night. Didn't give up a run.
The A's are a bad joke of a team. They play in a minor league park and they all that stuff. They don't have a city.
Good lineup.
Couple of stud hitters in there. So it's not just like, trash bag.
Good lineup probably studs. Is too strong, but like.
I mean, Kurtz and Wilson are real good.
They've been awesome. Jacob Wilson and Kurt, they might go 1-2 in Rookie of the Year because Anthony's hurt. They might go 1-2 Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
Rooker's been there for a while. The Law Dog, like, that's a good lineup.
There's
some good pieces in there.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. So, like, 5 innings, 11 Ks against that lineup, like, that's a hell of a debut.
So, Keith, joined Steven Strasburg, Matt Harvey, and Freddie Peralta as the only pitchers since 2000 to strike out 11 in their debut.
Oh, those all went different directions.
The Dark
they?
Knight, yeah. Strasburg, and then Peralta's having a good year in Milwaukee. He's been kind of all over the place in his career. He also tied the Red Sox record, which was set by Don Ace.
Don Ace!
In a complete game back in 77 with 11 Ks.
Don Ace was his name?
Yeah, I have his baseball reference page up.
Wow, that's a good name for a pitcher.
Nickname, piece of.
Watch your profanity.
Well, or he was an ace pitcher.
As it should be.
He was a one-time All-Star in 1986 with the Orioles.
Okay.
Early random ball
just
player.
Just burned a random
player. Toss him out. That's
Don
fine.
Ace.
Well, it's going to be another A today. But, Connelly early. So now, don't we have the same question we had before when we saw Magnum PIG?
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Tolley, we're all fired up about that first start. Second start did not go as well. And you're left wondering, all right, can either of these guys be the number four starter?
Can they be high leverage bullpen arms?
One or both in the bullpen. You know, now looking back, was your guy, Craig Breslow, right not to trade them away? Like, these are all the questions you have now.
I do think they're different because he tried to trade Tolley. And these are all just from Bradfoe. We can ask Bradfoe about it tomorrow. But Bradfoe's like, the Red Sox were including two of their top three prospects for Joe Ryan, and Tolley was one of them. They gave Minnesota the option to take two of the password, Tolley, and Arias, I think, was the other one.
Okay.
Okay, so he was offering Tolley.
Yeah.
They had an opportunity, and Bradfoe said this the other day, maybe yesterday, they had an opportunity to trade Connelly early for Merrill Kelly, who's been good in Texas.
Yeah.
And they chose not to. So that's what Bradfoe has reported. So a little bit different, but those are both guys who potentially could make an impact in the postseason. It looks like they're going to make an impact in the postseason.
And also, I think, you know, I enjoy watching these young guys pitch. I thought last night gave you a little bit more juice. I mean, I didn't stay up for the whole thing, but it's a little bit more excitement than obviously Dustin May, who's on the IL, or when Walker Buehler was here, or clearly a bullpen game, which is just obnoxious. So that's fun. But it doesn't mean, just because they're really good, doesn't mean I didn't want Merrill Kelly and you know, think that Breslin did a bad job at the deadline. Like, he might sort of fumble into this, and mm-hmm. these guys might end up being pretty good. But Joe Ryan or Merrill Kelly in the rotation would look a lot better.
I'm being told it's either Ace or Ace is how you print. It's not Don Ace.
Like, oh, they win a lot of Don Ace?
Like the text line says.
A lot of ball knowers.
Veronica Vaughn is one piece of
ace. She is one piece of ace.
My apologies for mispronouncing the name.
Yeah, but this guy, so I think, but I go in kind of somewhat, you got to be cautious because Peyton Tolley was so good from one, yep. and then two, you're like, oh. So like early, awesome. I'd like to see him again, mm-hmm. but maybe the league kind of, you know, hits him around the next start. It's possible.
Twitch chat wants to know what nickname are we going to give him?
Who, Connolly Early?
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
I mean, the early bird seems too obvious.
That's, yeah, but sometimes, you know, the obvious is the right
that's what
answer.
You want.
The early bird.
All right. So that was him last night with the 11 Ks. He was great. This is Alex Cora after the game. And it's been, like, remember Roman Anthony's debut?
I do.
And he's out there on a towel taking grounders in the outfield. And a lot of us felt at the time maybe Cora and the coaching staff were showing up player development, right?
Yes.
Like, hey, we're making a big show of this. Let's let everybody see that we got to work with these guys because they're not ready when they get here. That's what we felt at the time. Here's what Cora had to say about Connolly Early after the game last night.
You're getting to know all these kids, man. Like, last year everybody was talking about the position players. And if you look this year, how many pitchers have impacted this team? And that's what makes it special, right? Like, everybody was talking about, you know, the number one farm system because of the three players that, you know, have contributed this year. But there's more, and there's more players down there. And so I tip my hat to the organization, to player development, because they've done an outstanding job producing players. And, you know, when they get here, they're ready to go, and they have contributed.
Okay. Yeah, what I hear there. Score one for Breslow is
okay,
what I hear there.
I guess.
Now, that was not a Breslow pick. Tolley is a Breslow draft pick. I believe Connolly Early, if I'm not mistaken, was a Bloom pick.
Okay.
But yeah. I don't want to go too far with this because I think Harrison's going to make his major league debut today after Tolley. He's in Sacramento. You never know with this guy.
Until I actually see him on the mound, I don't know
but
if I believe
it. But he's in Sacramento. He may make his Red Sox debut, not big league
right,
debut.
Right.
It seems like
Harrison Hicks, they both suck.
It seems like Breslow, who was brought in to develop some of these guys, is developing them. Whether he drafted them or not, Tolley's his pick, Early's not. It seems like there's something to their player development, their pitching development. But let's see that with Harrison today before we go too far with it.
Yeah, what are your expectations for Harrison?
Not,
if it's Harrison.
Not high.
Same.
No, I think Tolley's starting. Harrison it might be a bulk guy behind him.
Right.
So I not high.
The point was to
lower
push
my
Tolley
expectations.
Today.
That's what I thought.
Has a team
apparently they hate Kyle Harrison. Apparently that's
has a team ever, and I'm sure it has, been shut out for a series. Because that's what's at stake
today.
Yeah,
the Yankees did it after the Red Sox series.
I was going to say, that must have happened.
The Yankees did it to the Red Sox?
Yeah, the Yankees got shut up by like three or four. No, they didn't get to it to the Red Sox. They got shut like three or four games in a row.
I'm sure it's happened.
No,
no. But it's not often.
No way is it often. Yeah. I think the Rockies maybe, I'm sure, this year got shut out in a series.
I would think they've been shut out.
But, I mean, that's what we're looking at.
Maybe
7-0, 6-0.
Yeah.
We'll take a 5-0 win and, you know, head back home.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is anybody else out there? Alex Cora sounds Brez pro. Anybody else turning Brez pro? Anyone?
No, I mean, I think he's
anyone?
Good at extending players. He's the chief extension officer.
Maybe he's good at developing some of these pitchers.
Maybe he is.
Yeah.
He's still bad at trade deadlines.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah. It's only one,
two.
portion of the job, is what I was going to say. It is
two trade deadlines.
It's only one,
0 for 2.
One piece of the job, Keith. That's all that is.
Can be a very important piece.
Well, it can be.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not important. It's just one piece.
All right.
6-1-7.
The Yankees didn't get a shutout for a series, but they did get shut out for 4 games in a row. One against the Red Sox and 3 straight against the Angels.
Got it.
It's okay. So
must have been a 4-gamer.
Something's on the line.
It was a 4-game series.
Something's on the line.
We'll get to your phone calls coming up at 617-779-7937. A lot of you, again, letting me know. Is Aussie or Ashi?
A ton of people are aware of Tom Ace.
Yeah. Piece of.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.